plug, like a plug of tobacco.
Uh-huh.
And then they made it in long sticks, and I believe they call it electric stick.
Okay. You ever hear the term regular strip?
Yeah. No, I don't really have.
Okay, well, what would you call the thing that a man uses in a buggy? A long thing, yeah. Piece of leather?
A leather whip.
Okay.
Buggy, yeah, deal. Buggy whip or a horse whip.
A sack that you might get at the grocery store to carry your food home in. What would you call that?
Just a paper sack.
Okay. Is there any difference between a paper bag and a paper sack?
Oh, that'd be the same.
You ever hear a term, any certain term used for the amount of corn that a person might mill at one time?
The amount of corn? They used to use the term, a ton of corn.
That meant a
sack of corn that you'd take. Back when the farmers used to take their corn to the mill themselves,
mm-hmm.
They'd say, I'm going to take a ton of corn down and have it ground.
Okay. What about an armload of wood that you might carry in one at one time?
Well,
you just call that an armload.
Just call it an armload of wood.
Some people call that a ton of wood, but I've never heard it. They say that some people call it. What about if a man was hauling wood or coal or something and he didn't have a full load? You might say he's just carrying
just part of the load.
Okay. The thing that you put your clean clothes in when you take them out of the washing machine, you carry them somewhere else.
You put them in a basket.
Okay.
You
call it a clothes basket.
Clothes basket.
Today I was talking about the old skirt that they wore with that cotton ball where they had these big round things on them, those round ball
hook skirts.
What about a thing? Different
terms
for bottle stoppers.
Well, they speak of them as bottle stoppers or corks,
mm-hmm.
Or caps.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The thing that you play, you put up your mouth and play. You play one of them.
Harmonica.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing that you put up against your teeth and flip? You usually flip one of your front teeth about halfway down your throat.
Yeah, that's the jew's harp.
Okay. Something that you would use to drive nails with.
A hammer.
Okay. Now, can you remember the names for the parts of a wagon? A horse wagon?
I can name some of them.
Okay, what about the...
We call it the running wheel. Running wheel is the part that the wheels are fastened on that the body rested on.
Okay.
We call that a running gear.
Okay.
And then, you had your axles that were part of the running gear, and your wheels were fastened on to these axles.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had standards. If you were going to have a bed on this wagon, you had what they call standards on the sides that the bed fit down in, the basin. Then when you got up to the front, well, you had what was called the tarry, which fastened up into the wagon, and for the horses to be hitched on either side. If you had a two-horse wagon, one horse wagon, you'd have chairs for one horse to pull a small wagon. But a big wagon, usually you had a team of horses.
If you had a team, what about the part that went across the front?
There was a tongue.
No, you had the tongue going this way and something that went across the front.
Oh, yeah, you had the single trees that you fastened the chains into that they pulled by.
Okay. You ever used the term double tree?
Double tree.
What was
the
double tree?
Yeah, a double tree would be one on either side for each horse to pull.
Absolutely.
And then your running gear under there, where your wagon turned, you speak of that as a